This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, Doug, I no pun intended, but I feel like we left a little meat on the table. Today was National Filet Mignon Day.
Yep.
And we got into a little discussion, and then it felt like it was truncated because one of the three of us doesn't really participate. You offered what you could, but you really don't eat steak.
I mean, I offered nothing.
There were things that I wanted to ask Kang about, and I think Kang wanted to ask me some things about this.
Oh, yeah, I felt like we definitely got shortchanged, Gator. I mean, had it been National Chicken Breast Day, Doug would have done a Carson Aronson poll, a top 10 list. We would have taken our calls.
Right.
Well, maybe not calls, but just Doug
we
talking.
We need 10 texts. Right. I mean, yeah, we would have done that whole bit, right? But not so much with the steak, which is fine. But we have time to revisit, and I did want to ask Kang this. What is your favorite accoutrement to the steak? And I don't mean like side dishes. I mean like, you know, you like with a sauce that has like mushrooms on it. Do you want a béarnaise sauce? Do you want onions? What's your go-to?
Those are all great. I know you don't like mushrooms. I never really did either until later in life. I don't mind a good, solid, you know, topping of sliced, you know, some like cooked in wine sauce, maybe mushrooms, some glaze, even just butter. But you know what? I'm going to go off the board a little bit, Gator. Chimichurri sauce.
I was going to ask you about
I don't mind a good chimichurri sauce on my steak every now and then.
Yeah, a little spice, a little kick, a little green kick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. I got you. For me, because I like the kick as well, it's a horseradish sauce. St. Elmo's, you know, the steak house in Indianapolis, they have amazing cocktail sauce, which Doug could speak to the cocktail sauce if he'd like. But the horseradish sauce is delicious.
I heard it's very fiery. Like just
it is.
Like they banned it in the NFL, actually.
It's like wasabi. it's delicious. But I find that to be fantastic. And if you can find it in the grocery store, get it. And not only use it for your steaks, but even like to put on like a sandwich for like if you're having a roast beef sandwich, it's fantastic. It's great with chicken, Doug, if you'd like to try it there. I just, yeah. And zip sauce, you're cool with zip sauce?
Oh, I love zip sauce. I actually really like zip sauce. I have a question for you. Are you a fan of steak sauce, whether it's A1 or any other brand?
When I was a kid, absolutely. I didn't like steak unless I had A1 with it. And I probably, as a kid, like ketchup with my steak, too, because I just didn't appreciate it, the steak
meat,
as much when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. But A1 sauce, I definitely I liked it with flank steak.
See, I'm a big sauce guy, a big dip guy. I like to dip things. I cannot do the A1. I try every now and then. Like it's like Guinness for you, Doug. You know, you just go back and see, have my taste buds changed? Have I adapted? And the answer is no. I can't do the A1 or the steak sauce. I really want to, too, though. But the meat stands alone for itself anyways.
Tiger Baseball's next.
Wow.
Doug, what do you,
you guys?
No,
you're right. If it got shortchanged, I apologize for that. And I certainly, it wasn't trying to steer you guys away from a topic you loved on National Filet Mignon Day. I thought, yes, the St. Elmo's cocktail sauce
is
fantastic. A1, I put it on turkey burgers all the time.
I was going to ask if you do it with A1.
I use it on turkey burgers all the time. So I like to get those onion straws, like those that come in a can.
Yeah.
Put them on top of the turkey burger, melt some Swiss cheese, and then a little A1.
Get a little crunch going, a little crunchification.
So that's But, you know, my opinions are mostly moot when it comes to this topic. So
we'd like to include you.
I appreciate it.
We did our best.
Don't feel obligated by any stretch of the imagination. I'm out over my skis when it comes to what's the best accoutrement with a steak. So,
okay. Yeah. All right.
Tell me when you're done, though.
You
guys have exhausted it.
I think we're done. I just, you know.
I think it's fair to give you make sure that we give it an amount of time that you feel is appropriate.
I just, you know, we had some misses there. We wanted to address those.
Okay. So we good?
I think we're good.
All right, so Troy Melton, what do we expect out of the Tiger starter turned reliever, now back starting today?
Well, this is what I'm curious about is what is his role with the Tigers the rest of the way? And are the Tigers going – is this just a one-off here because they push back a Scooble start, right? They didn't – they want Scooble to start against Minnesota, not against Chicago. So is this just kind of a one-off thing that they've done this several times in the season, but just to get an opener start? Or is this – no, we're looking at Melton as a possible addition to the rotation. I don't think that's what they're looking at. Again, I keep bringing up his inning total, and I'm worried about – him getting to that that threshold too soon. So that's why I think you can really maximize him out of the bullpen. Now, if he's going to start, how many innings is he going to go? If he's pitching well, do you let him go four, five, six innings? Or is this something like we want to get, if we're getting three innings out of him and he's throwing, you know, 40 pitches, we're good, we're going to take him out. I don't know. I'm curious to see how they handle him the rest of the way because I think he can be a very important piece for this team down the stretch in the last 40-some games. They need another bullpen arm they can rely upon, and the guy who has a swing and miss stuff, and the guy can throw the high 90s, and he's that guy.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that needs to get better with this team, and part of it might be who are their best pitchers to win games. I think we can all agree that most of what we've seen from Troy Melton has been positive, and they decide him to use him in a starter's role today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I feel like, just like we talked about, I think the organization itself is taking today's game pretty seriously. I think they're trying to win today's game, trying to win the series, and realistically would hate to take an L in a series against a Chicago White Sox team that's been playing much better. But the bottom line is I think they're putting a lot on this kid, but why not? He was up to the task as a starter. You know, the start he had at home a couple of weeks ago, he had a 3+ inning appearance as a reliever that was fine. So what's crazy is they're still trying to figure this team out, this first place team out, this late in the season, as they should. I mean, there's no reason to be tinkering. It's not like their play says everything's fine. Their play doesn't say everything's fine.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, how much of this over the last 40 games is going to be a stress test for some of these arms, you know, in that let's put him in a stressful situation and see how he responds to it. I mean, that's great when there's 100 games to go, but as you're getting down to the final 40, I'm not sure if there's a lot of time to be doing something like that, and I don't even know if that's what he's doing. I'm just bringing it up as a point.
Meanwhile, Sawyer Gibson Long gets called up, whether or not he's in part to be the safety net if Melton's pitch count gets high early. Or I thought Sawyer Gibson Long was starting in Toledo today, then we get word he's called up. Alex Cobb is starting in Toledo tomorrow.
Oh.
Yep.
So who is off the roster to make the room for
Cody Hewer.
Okay.
Yep.
The AAA arm that they brought up and pitched last night. Got
it. Yep. So that is the move they made, and we'll see Tiger back in or Tiger bullpen random name generator who they come up with today. So anyway, Tiger baseball straight ahead. Tigers try to get a series win against the Chicago White Sox. Thanks to everybody, including Hyundai out here and our crew back at our studios, and thanks to the Lions organization. They look good today, people. I'm sure you're going to read all about it. We'll be back here tomorrow for another day of Lions training camp and another day of joint practices with the Miami Dolphins. But Tiger baseball is coming up next from Chicago here on thank you for listening to Carson Anderson. We'll do it again 10 to 2. Stay safe, everybody, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.